Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to this Tuesday, December the 18th, 2018, meeting of the Garrett County Board of Commissioners. I want to welcome everybody. It's nice to see such a big crowd. If everyone would please stand with me for the pledge, and then Pastor Kroll will lead us in the invocation.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America, and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Would you bow your heads, please? Lord God, as we come toward the end of this year, it gives us reason to think about all that you have done in our midst. And I pray, Father, that for these commissioners, that they will have hearts of thankfulness for what's been able to be accomplished. I pray, Father God, as they look now toward 2019, that you would bless each one of them separately, but also together as a body that works to be a blessing to this area. Pray, Lord, that you would provide wisdom and all that's needed for everything that they need. We pray, amen.
Thank you very much. Please be seated. All right, everybody, or Mr. Knoll, is there any additions or corrections to the public meeting agenda?
No, sir, there are not.
Hearing none, we have a motion to approve the meeting agenda.
So moved.
We have a motion, we have a second.
Second.
Motion and a second. Meeting agenda is approved by mutual consent. Everybody got a copy of the minutes in advance of the meeting. Are there any additions, corrections, or questions about the minutes? Hearing none, we have a motion to approve the minutes.
Motion to approve.
We have a motion, we have a second.
Second.
Motion and a second. Minutes are approved by mutual consent. First item on the agenda is the official swearing in of the Board of Garrett County Commissioners elect. Turn it over to the boss.
Okay. Need to stand, but raise your right hand. You do affirm that you will support the Constitution of the United States, and you will be faithful and bear true allegiance to the state of Maryland, and support the Constitution and laws thereof, and that you will, to the best of your skill and judgment, diligently and faithfully, without partiality or prejudice, execute the office of County Commissioners for Garrett County, according to the Constitution and laws of this state.
Thank you, Tim.
Doesn't matter where or anything, just to get
either of the two dated lines.
You want to get a picture of your home, your
I forgot we had the media here.
Yeah. Click.
This will look good on the radio.
We can improvise.
Thank you. Come on, Kevin.
Did I tell?
It's not my job.
Other duties as assigned.
This makes you all official, right?
I guess.
Yeah, if they fall, I guess it's a thing.
Anyone want to say anything? Commissioner Titchell?
I'd just like to say,
let the talker go first.
Well, first off, I just want it to be known that we're starting this second term. I'm not getting the memorandums blue, red. I just want to thank everyone, especially the voters that had the confidence to put me back here. I like what I'm doing. I like my two counterparts, and thank my family and all my supporters. So, and to say that all the people that work for the county, the staff here and all the county workers, thank them all for all that they do. So just heartfelt thanks from me to everyone. Thank you.
Well, thank everyone for coming in, and like Larry, I'm looking forward to the next 4 years. Paul and Larry have been a pleasure to work with. That's not always the case in these kind of positions, but I think we work well together. We make a good team. Everybody gets to speak their piece. You can say what you really think about something without worrying about being criticized or ostracized. Well, no, sometimes you can criticize. But,
criticized but not ostracized.
The county's coming up on a pretty critical period right now on a lot of different issues, a lot of challenges, and I feel like this board is prepared to deal with those challenges. We have worked hard to build good relationships with the governor's office and the governor's cabinet, and even within the county. So like Larry, I want to thank those people that supported me during the election, and the county employees too. I think there are a lot of, the general public probably doesn't realize how good the staff, the county staff is. I've been in a lot of different organizations, operated with a lot of different leadership positions. There's a lot of really, really good people working for the county right now. We're blessed to have the people that we have, and for the taxpayers, I also think the county's in really good hands right now. So thank you all. Thanks for coming.
I'll conclude by quoting Larry Titchnell. It's hard to be the last one of the three to go because everyone's already said everything. But I'll just echo the same sentiment. I do appreciate everyone coming out today. I certainly appreciate everyone who voted for me in the election and has supported me for the last several years, and hopefully will continue to do so. So I greatly appreciate that. It is a pleasure to work with Jim and Larry. I think we get along very well. I think we make a pretty good team. And I'm happy that we get the opportunity to work again for the next 4 years, to hopefully for the betterment of our county. And I echo Jim's sentiments. It's great to see so many of the county staff here today as well. We appreciate your support. We make a good team as the three commissioners. We work very well together, but I think we also work very well with the staff and from the directors on down. And appreciate that. Appreciate all that you guys do as well. And I think Jim made a great point. I think there are some big items on the agenda. Everyone's aware of them. You know, certainly the school issue is not going away, and we got issues at Deep Creek that we need to work on, and we've got some transportation issues to work on. There's a lot of stuff going on. Economic development is always one of those issues that everyone wants to talk about, and we've talked about them. I think we've got some things started already and some plans moving forward, and looking forward to working with all of you to bring those things to fruition. So thank you all very much, and looking forward to the next 4 years.
Okay. Well, gentlemen, your first order of business will be to designate a chairman. So if one of you would like to make a nomination, the floor would be open.
I'd like to make a nomination that we retain Paul as our chairman. He does an excellent job, and I think he would do well again the next 4 years. So. I'm putting the pressure on, buddy.
I'll second the motion with the understanding that he has another 4 years to get it right. So. No, seriously, I shouldn't joke about that. Paul's done an excellent job as chairman. Some people have asked Larry and I, why don't you guys take a turn as chairman? That'd be like saying, I'm not a Steeler fan, but I'll use the analogy of Ben Roethlisberger's quarterback. That'd be like taking the tight end. What's his name, Scott? McDonald? That'd be like saying to McDonald, you know, you're a good tight end, why don't you quarterback for a while? Paul's a good quarterback, and he does a great job for us, and I'm happy to second the motion.
I guess I'll accept. thank you.
Great, Mr. Chairman. All right. Yours.
Continuing on, The next item on the agenda is the annual update for the Garrett County Commission for Women and BJ Gow.
Do I just stand here? This is the first time.
You can, if you want, maybe stand up front.
Okay.
Right there if you want.
Okay. Well, we want to first thank you. The Commission of for Women want to thank you for increased funding because we'll be able to actually give more scholarships this go-round. Last year, we gave $500 scholarships to women in the county that were over 21. We're also going to start a new award at the Hall of Fame, and it's going to be for the Garrett County Woman of Tomorrow. So we're looking at, we'll be having nominations for youngsters anywhere from grades 7 through 12 that exemplify community service. So that's something that's on the horizons. So keep Saturday, May the 4th open. That will be our annual Hall of Fame. Again, it will be at Dutch's. I want to share with you, we're keeping kind of an update of statistics that deal with women in Garrett County, and these are just some of the things that we're monitoring. And I just want to highlight a couple of those numbers, that the number of Garrett County residents that are women and girls is 50.5%. And so if you look toward the bottom of that page, you know, another key highlight is looking at the median earning comparisons, and it is significantly less in all areas for females as compared to males. So that's again, another issue that, you know, when you look at economic development and those kinds of ideas, that's something that we would want you to again keep in mind. You know, there's on the reverse side, you know, it looks at, you know, 52% of the county's workforce are women, and the Dove Center statistics, and we're just, you know, hoping to keep all of these statistics up to date as we move forward and can then present them annually to you as well. Thank you for your letter of support. Also, we sent a letter on June the 5th. You responded July the 11th of 2018, and we highlighted you know, the whole idea of domestic violence and harassment, and your letter was very supportive of the things that the Commission for Women have been focusing on. And we would like to ask you to continue to support and be vocal about those issues. On October the 27th, we had part of our listening tour. We had our first in 2016, where we had about 100 women together from all around the county and from areas from other Maryland Commission for Women groups. And we actually, on the 27th, had our second listening session, and we actually viewed the movie Heroine, in parentheses the E, and we had two of the Judge Patricia Keller and Fire Chief Jan Rader, who were actually two of the main storylines. They came and talked with the group and highlighted the fact that, you know, opioid addiction was one of the key points of our first listening tour that was a problem, as we all know. And it was nice to hear the health department was sharing some of their initiatives, and they actually said that Garrett County was on the positive end of the curve nationally for initiatives. So that was something that, you know, we felt a little good about, even though the problem still is a really serious one. And also that was brought up in our discussion was the fact of increases of numbers in Maryland of human trafficking. And because we are in the area, you know, one of the key areas were, you know, 270, 70, 68, any of the major highways, 95. And that's one of, in Maryland, I think it was 2016, the agency report, it looked at the fact that the numbers are really increasing, and they lumped Hagerstown and all of us, Garrett and Allegheny, in the western region. The biggest area seems to be Hagerstown, but that doesn't mean that it's not going to, you know, shift. And since we do have 68, you know, one of the things that we were looking at were the statistics. You know, anytime you have heavy truck traffic, which we know we do up 68, there's always potential. So we just wanted you to be aware of those increased numbers because Washington County, from what we understand, is the hot spot at this present point in Maryland. And it was not only women, but children. And there was a significant number of, what was it? 94% of the teenage victims were female. 95% of all the victims, and that's the numbers that they have in Maryland, were also female. So we wanted you to, you know, just eyes open, moving forward. And that's the biggest thing that we were, you know, that came out of our discussion. So those are kind of the key topics. And we hope to be able to do more of those listening sessions. So I thank you. And any questions that you may have for us?
Appreciate what you're doing. Keep up the good work.
And thank you for supporting us.
Thank you. All right, next item on the agenda is a memorandum of understanding for the Deep Creek Watershed Administration Council. That was created between DNR, MDE, and Garrett County. It's just a continuation of.
Debbie can speak to it if you want.
Debbie, do you want to? No, we're just throwing that at you. So we'll see how good you are on the fly.
No problem. I don't speak. We've been together for a couple years. The old memorandum is coming to an end, and so we asked the agencies if they were interested in continuing. And they were, so that's what's in front of you. So what the Administrative Council does is serve as a mechanism for communication and collaboration between the Department of the Environment, Department of Natural Resources, and ourselves on all issues related to Deep Creek Lake.
That's very well done.
yes.
So do I have a motion to agree to continue the MOU with DNR, MDE, and Garrett County Government?
So,
all right, a motion, we have a second.
Second.
Motion, a second. Question on the motion. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Motion carries.
18th.
All right, at this time, we are going to close the public meeting and open a public hearing. On the master plan amendment for the Bloomington Water Supply System. Do I have a motion to close the public meeting and open the public hearing?
So moved.
And we have a motion, we have a second.
Second.
The meeting is now closed, the public hearing is now open, and Pat, I'll turn it over to you.
Thank you, gentlemen. Really quickly, the resolution you have in front of you is for an amendment to the 2014 Garrett County Water and Sewer Master Plan. The amendment proposed in the resolution would amend section 3.2.6.1, tables 3-4 and 3-6 pertaining to the Bloomington water supply system. The amendment would change the language to reflect the preferred alternative of replacing the existing water treatment plant as opposed to the previously preferred alternative of connecting to the town of Westernport for fresh water. This was just being changed in 2014. It was the preferred alternative. Since then, some funding issues and political issues across county lines have changed that preference, and now we're aiming towards replacing the water treatment plant. This resolution is required by NDE to forward the construction permit for the new water treatment plant, as well as forwarding the U.S. Department of Agriculture loan and grant funding that we have in place.
Are there any questions?
So this amendment is just a housekeeping issue?
This is merely housekeeping.
There's no change in the service or cost?
No. This is housekeeping, changing some language so that we can forward our efforts, and our efforts are in compliance with the water sewer plan.
I move for approval of the proposed amendment.
Hold that thought. Because this is a public hearing, at this point, are there any questions from the public on the proposed amendment to the resolution? Hearing none, we will then close the public hearing and move back to the public meeting. So do we have a motion to close the public hearing and move back to the public meeting?
So moved.
We have a motion, we have a second.
Second.
All right. So now we are back in the public meeting. And the issue at hand deals with resolution number 2018-9 that Pat just summarized. Are there any other questions or comments by the Board of Commissioners? Hearing none, do we have a motion to approve resolution number 2018-9? On the Bloomington water system?
Like I said, I'm going to put further.
We have a motion, we have a second.
Second.
Motion and a second, question or motion. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. Thanks, Pat.
Thank you.
That's why Paul's chairman.
Okay, at this time, are there any, we're at the conclusion of the agenda. Are there any questions or comments from the public in general on anything?
I think Mark probably has something to say.
If not, I do want to thank Karen Reckner and the Garrett County Arts Council for their assistance in arranging the music. Today is the open house, so everyone's welcome to stick around after this. Immediately following the meeting, there's going to be some snacks and some music in the rotunda to celebrate the Christmas season. And that goes till 6 o'clock. So if you're interested, stick around. If there's nothing else, Merry Christmas to everybody, and we'll see you in 2019 for the next 4 years. So if there's nothing else, do we have a motion to adjourn?
So moved.
All right. This meeting is adjourned early.